Oh, g'day everyone. How are you? I'm stuffed. I've had a huge week. A friggin' huge week. We're working overtime at the moment. Going hard. And it's... Oh, so hot. So humid. I'm working in a big shed. 34 degrees. The air's still and the humidity's high, and it's tropical and it's January in Brisbane and it is, oh, so hot. So much so that, matter of fact, today, Friday, is 16th of January 2015, I actually decided to drive the car in because yesterday I rode my bicycle in and I was like a bug splattered on a windscreen last night. It was just a bit too much. Doing overtime in the heat, doing heavy industrial work, and riding the bicycle was just a bit much for a fella in his mid-50s. So today I decided to drive the car. And I feel a little bit better for it. Still pretty whacked. Still pretty tired. I really should be in bed, but I'm not. I'm currently heading down to do a bit of tango. In Brisbane, we've got these city cycle bicycles. They're community bicycles that you can subscribe to and then use them, drop them off at a station, pick them up. A few cities around the world have got them, and we got them a couple of years ago. And they're basically a disaster here in Brisbane because, unfortunately, here in Australia, we have compulsory helmet laws, which I like to, when I'm riding the city cycle bicycles, as I'm doing right now, I defy. Because I think urban cycling doesn't require helmets, let alone helmets. While riding one-handed, talking into my iPhone. Hey, okay. So we've got to tell a story, haven't we? But I'm using it as a means of transport to get there tango tonight. Because despite the fact that it's been such a busy week. And so hot and stifling. It's important that I get a little bit of socialising into my life to balance the equation. So I'm not just working. I've realised this as I've got a little bit older, that it's the big picture, isn't it? It's not all about work. It's not all about money. It's about everything. And, where am I going? Here, I've got to turn this corner here because there's another bike station. This is the closest bike station to where I'm doing tango tonight. Oh my goodness, and it looks like it's full. Is it full? Oh, if it's full, that's a real bugger because I'm going to have to go to another one. Bugger. There's no empty slots for me to put the bicycle. I'm going to have to go back up the hill to the previous one. Oh, I'll go to the ferry station, which is just around the corner. And drop the bike off there. Means I'll have to walk a little bit further to tango. That's okay. We can deal with that. But yeah, no, it's a big picture, isn't it, people? It's not just all about work and making money. Because you see, this is something I say all the time. A lot of people don't like hearing me say it. I'm going to be dead soon. Really soon. And it might be 30 or 40 years, but I know it's going to be soon. And I want to have some experiences between now and then. And even though I'm about to turn 55, I want to have more experiences. I don't just want to work, because what am I working for? Fill in the answer. So, it's important that tonight, despite all the hard work I've done this week, I get out and meet a few friends and dance a little tango and go for a ride on this bicycle in the, I wouldn't say mild, warm evening at 9 o'clock at night, and just appreciate the other things other than work and money and mortgages and debts and all those other things. That's what I'm going to do.